Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Our parsha is, of course, a very interesting parsha, Akedat Yitzchak. And it's an issue that always when we get to it, we are, from one side, puzzled. And we don't understand why even God did this trial to Avram Avinu. Well, what's the... And why is it really a trial for Avram and not for Yitzchak? But the real truth is, how do we call it? Akedat Yitzchak. So Yitzchak is involved. The general idea is that we get to a level of devoting ourselves to God that there is no other level. That's it. That's the ultimate level. And this is the idea, to understand and realize that whatever happens to us in life, it's all from God and it's all for the best. It's very hard for us to understand it sometimes, but that is one of the ideas that God wants to pass to us through Akedat Yitzchak. So even Akedat Yitzchak started, let's say, with, this is asking Avram to slaughter his son. It doesn't sound good, it doesn't look good, you can call it whatever you want. It's very strange.
You can't understand.
Exactly. But there is a happy end. In other words, God shows you that we have a very narrow sight. We don't really see what's behind things. You know, you see it in life all the time. In business, you see it all the time. You think the panosa comes from this side and it comes from the other side. You think, oh yeah, boch, what happened to me? I lost a deal. And at the end of the day, losing those deals brought you a much better deal. For example, like I had this customer who brought back 3 chairs. And tell the truth, I didn't have to take them back. But you know, we say, I trust God, the parnosa is from God, not from this guy. God is giving the parnosa. Whatever I have to get, I'm going to get. I'll do whatever I can. You don't want a chair? Okay. We took them back. 10 minutes later comes a guy, he wants 10 chairs. And I had only 7 in stock. Now, if this guy didn't give me back the 3, I couldn't make the deal of the 10. So was it good or bad? Unbelievable. And this is a small sample in order to understand that whatever God is doing, even if we don't see it, it's good. So even Akedat Yitzchak, that we really, with all the explanation, it's very, very hard to understand. But I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk today about Achnasat Orchim. This is the biggest mitzvah that we see with Avram Avinu sitting,
hospitality.
Hospitality, which is the mitzvah that we all know, Avram Avinu. All his life he did it. And the parsha starts with hospitality to those 3 strangers that come in. But there is another guy that does hospitality in our parsha, and he is Lot. Lot in Sdom, which is forbidden to even think about hospitality. Because the whole idea of Sdom is we don't know nobody to come to us. You know what? Why? And you have to understand, unfortunately, sometimes when we look at the laws we have today in certain countries, it's very similar to the laws of Sdom. Mm. And I will explain. Sdom was a very prosperous place. They had everything. The best. They were very rich. They had good land. They had good environment. They had all the best and good of this world. Now, the council of the state of Sdom, Amora, and all those places were thinking, you know, if people will hear how good it is here, everybody will come here. And at the end of the day, our people won't have any parnosa, and we lose. You know, you have all the immigrants coming in, they will take our jobs, they will take all the good stuff we have. So we have to have laws that are going to forbid for other people to come in and sit in our town. Does it remind you something?
Yes,
Switzerland.
It happens everywhere. It happens everywhere.
But here it's necessary. Here it's necessary.
Here it is necessary. And what do? We take everybody. Even those that we don't need and give all only source. But the idea is that we have to understand that the idea behind Sdom was not so strange. No, we think about Sdom, evil people. Yes, they were evil, definitely. They were evil, definitely. But sometimes when we look at the laws, you know, we can understand. Now, hospitality in Sodom? No. What, do you want other people to see how good it is here? You know, for example, one of the things they used to do, the Gemara says, if a poor guy came into Sodom, they gave him a lot of charity. Everybody gave him money. Now this poor guy comes to the makolet, wants to buy something to eat. And he brings the money and says, no, sorry, we don't sell strangers. And he was going around Sodom for days. Nobody wanted to give him no water, no food, nothing. And he was very rich because everybody gave him money. But he couldn't do anything with the money. So then the tzaddikim of Sodom, when he died from hunger and thirst, they announced in all the places, this poor guy, Moshe Yoel Ben Dik Dik, died. And all the tzaddikim of Sodom come to the Levaya. Why? When they gave the money, they put a sign on the money, who it belonged to. And now when the guy died, everybody got there and took back the money he gave. That was Sodom. So in this place, Lot is bringing in visitors. This is really unbelievable thing to do from Lot. This is Mesirut Nefesh. But when we are told that Lot is saved from Sodom, this is not the reason he is saved. You know what is the reason he is saved? Unbelievable. Because of Avram Avinu. Why? What did Lot do that had the point that God could save him? By the way, there are a lot of ideas what's happening here. But this, from this point, let's think.
He had children,
okay. But also other, he was a relative of Avram Avinu. Maybe he had some good in him. But still, we had to have a reason to save him because he is living there with all the Roshayim. And he was at that day a judge in Sodom. In other words, he is the one who is enforcing the evil law of Sodom on other people. This
Have
is
you know.
What?
Have you not
I'm saying it's not. We're not far away from it today. Shlomo HaMelech said, "En chadash tachat haShemesh, ma shehaya u'sheyeh." There's nothing new under the sun. Yeah. What has been is going to be. Yeah. Nothing is changed. Yeah. But we are sitting here and learning. How should we behave? How should we act according to what we read and learn? So, Lot, as we all know, he was very, very. What did Lot love more than anything in the world?
Money.
As we said last week, he was running after Avram Avinu because Avram Avinu was leaving and Avram didn't have any children, which means that all the Yerusha of Avram Avinu is going to go away. So immediately he went with Avram Avinu. Then what did we see? That when it came to the point that they were fighting and Avram is telling him, choose whatever land you want, what is he choosing? The best land, which is, by the way, also settled with corrupted people, that the Torah is saying. So in other words, it doesn't care about corruption. What does he care of?
Money.
Now this guy is going with Avram Avinu to Egypt. And Avram Avinu is telling everybody that Sarah is his sister. And Lot is not telling that this is a lie. And Lot could say he's lying, and immediately they would have taken Avram Avinu, killed him, and who is getting the Yerusha?
Lot.
So this was the good thing he did. But 1 minute. He did also Achnasat Ochim. What, this is nothing? His hospitality to those strangers was nothing? And here, I'm going to tell you an interesting story. The Rebbe Mibrisk, Rebbe Yoel Moshe Ber, I think, Soloveitchik, he used to leave his town here and there and took off his clothes that he used to wear as a rabbi, you know, this hat and the special coat, and put normal kimono and a casket, and he used to go around like to have a little, you can call it, breathe a little air and not everybody coming to him with questions, and also seeing what's happening from the other side of the picture. And one of those times when he did it, it was in the winter, and suddenly it starts raining, and it was really cold, deadly cold, really cold. So they had to find a place to stay for the night, couldn't go on. So there was this bed and breakfast place, or let's call it a small hotel that belonged to a Jew. So they were knocking at the door, and it was already night, and nobody's answering. And they knocking and knocking and knocking, and suddenly start knocking. And it's the Rebbe Soloveitchik says his driver, the Eglon, the one who is driving the carriage, says, "You have to knock on. We cannot stay. If we stay outside, that's it. We die." Eventually, Baruch Hashem, the guy answers the door. Says, "Yes. What do you want?" Says, "You want to go in?" It's pikuach nefesh. Says, "I'm sorry. I've got no place. Everything is occupied." Says, "What do you mean? You cannot leave us outside." And after persuading and what they tried to talk him in, Baruch Hashem eventually says, "You know what? Okay, come in. You see in the corridor? You can lie down there." He doesn't recognize the Rabbi Soloveitchik, of course, because he's dressed like a normal guy. And he's got, the Rabbi Soloveitchik goes on the corridor in the corner and lies down. He takes a candle out of his pocket, lights it in order to learn a little. No, he's not going to sleep yet. And the minute this balabait sees the light, says, "Turn off the light. People want to sleep here. You stop disturbing people." So he turns off the light and he learns by heart. It's the Rebbe Soloveitchik. 20 minutes later, all noise, carriages, a whole balagan, and all the lights are turned on, and smells of cooking and nice going all around, and the knocking at the door, the doors are open, and a whole bunch of Hasidim comes in. The Rebbe Mikodainov was coming to this place, and a whole big sararam, and the Rebbe Mikodainov wants to wash his hand, has to go through the corridor to wash his hands. When he goes to the corridor, he looks down and he sees two figures lying down there. And he looks, one looks familiar. He looks down and says, "Reb Yoshe Ber, what are you doing on the floor here on the corridor?" The Balabait listens and he realizes that he put Gdol Ador. This was the Gdol Ador. He put him on the floor in the corridor, didn't give him anything to drink, nothing to eat, almost throw him out of the place. He was trembling with fear. He says, "Oh, yeah, Rebbe, I didn't know it's you. I'm asking forgiveness." And oh, he was crying. And oh, what did he do? So the Rebbe Soloveitchik says, "You want my forgiveness? I want to tell you something. You get my forgiveness after you come back with me now to my place and you stay with me for the whole month. And after this month, I'm going to forgive you." He says, "I want to ask you a question." And he asked him the same question we're asking now. Why wasn't the Achnasat Orchim of Lot considered as a heroic thing that could have saved Lot from Sodom?
Because they didn't look normal people.
They looked like angels. And it's not a big deal to take angels as visitors. Because who can touch angels? So in other words, when we talk about Avraham Avinu, what did he see? The Torah is telling us what he was seeing. The Torah is telling us very clearly, "Vayisa ena vayar v'ine shlosha anashim nitzavim alav." Says Rashi, they looked like Arabs. Simple people from the desert. But when we talk about Lot, when we talk about Lot, there is a different story. Vayavou shnei hamalachim zdoma. Angels, said the Rebbe Mibris, the Rav Soloveitchik, to this guy. It's not a chokhmah to give me honor because I'm the Rebbe Mibris. It's a chokhmah to give me covered and to take me in when I look like a just another simple guy from the street. That is the chokhmah. And this is a big lesson for us. How do we judge people? How do we behave to people? And sometimes we all change our whole behavior because there is a VIP in our presence. And when it's a simple guy, how do we behave? And that's exactly a big lesson that we learn from Lot and the Achnasat Ochim. From the other side, let's look at the people of Sodom. Let's look how down can you get on your level. Lot is bringing those angels, and it doesn't take a lot. Everybody knows it. Like to show you how things are working in Sodom. He took two angels, and by the way, they said that he even took them from the back streets. And it was already falling night. So in other words, it's not the middle of the day. But the rumor spread, and what is happening? Terem ishkavu, before they even went to sleep, ואנשי העיר, the people of Sodom, נסבו על הבית, came around the house, and look, מנער מעד זקן, from kids to old people, everybody was there, and they asking him, who are those people? Take them out to us. They want them to abuse them. And Lot, again we see this, a little crazy, you know, we cannot even understand his behavior. What is he offering them? His two daughters. Yeah, are you crazy or something? And by the way, this was later on, he slept with his two daughters. And this is one of the reasons. If you are willing to give your two daughters to those people of Sodom, how did you get this idea? And do the people of Sodom agree?
No.
No, we want those two people that you got, the visitors. And then they're saying to him, who are you? You came as a visitor and now you're judging us? And you're telling us what to do? Who are you? And then they're getting near the door and they are threatening to break the door if he doesn't take them out. So what do the angels do? They put a special thing on them that they cannot see. They are being, how do you say, lesanver?
Invisible?
No. When you see a very bright light.
Blinded.
They dazzled. Are getting, well, how?
Dazzled.
Blinded. They are blinded. They cannot see anything. Now, what would you do if you cannot see anything? Go home. What do they do? They don't see anything, but still they want to get to the door to break it and take those people out. You see, from one side we see hospitality, and from other side we see the opposite thing, to the extreme. Those are the people of Sodom. One of the ideas of Sodom, why is God doing all those things? Because, you know, it's a very strange thing. Like, first of all, he came, Aketza Akata, I want to go down and see what's happening there. Kodesh Baruch Hu is merciful. And he wants to give a last chance to the people of Sodom. And also, there is something with what Lot is doing in order for God to have another good point for him in order to take him out of there. So what is he doing? He brings those two angels. Because, you know, those two angels could have come, take Lot out, destroy everything and finished. Why do we need this story? What is this story telling us? This story is telling us that God is so merciful that even those evil, evil people, God gives them another chance. And what do they do with this chance?
Throw it away.
They throw it away. And at that minute, it was finished. But God gave them the chance, sending those two angels and blinding them, and they still don't do tshuva, don't think about, they're trying to go in and do it. Sodom is a big lesson for us. Because Sodom is something that happens also today. And some that will say, Ma'aseh Sodom, they call it. Sometimes we also have to be aware of what do we do, even if it's according to the law, as we said. Maybe the law is evil. Maybe this law, we have to look around it at a certain time. Because we all know that sometimes you can do something and you don't have to do it. Sometimes you have to do something, but maybe it's better off you don't do it because it's going to offend somebody. And it happens every day. How do you deal with people? Do you deal with people according to who they are? If they're important or not? As we saw? Or do we deal with people because they are people? And we have the duty to behave to everybody the same way. And this is one of the big lessons of that. There were a lot of lessons in our parsha. It's like they say, how could Avraham Avinu see those three strangers when he is in the middle of a meeting with God? You tell me. You have a meeting with, let's say, the president of the United States, and in the middle you see something happening in the street. Is that even logical? What is Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu is Amud HaChesed. Chesed. They say the Ma'aril Diskin in Jerusalem, he used to have an orphanage home that's called on his name. And he was also a very righteous guy. And he used every dinner he had poor people on his table. He had a huge table. He was quite comfortable. He wasn't a poor guy. He was a rich guy. And he used to invite all the poor people that could and give them food. And while he was in the middle of it, he was sitting there, but he didn't eat normally. He used to learn. One of those days, one of the guys who was coming to his home all the time, I don't remember the name of the rabbi, and they're sitting in one of those meals, and suddenly he sees the Rabbi Diskin closing his Gemara and walking to the other side of the table, sitting near an old guy that he didn't have any teeth, and he couldn't eat the bread because it was hard, and he was peeling the bread and giving him to eat. So after it ended, he came to him and is asking, I don't know, how could you see, you were in the middle of learning, how could you see this old guy on the other side of the table while you were learning? He says, this question you should have asked in Parashat Vayera. How did Avraham Avinu see those three strangers coming into it when he was in the middle of the meeting of with God? And he said, when there is chesed to do, a Jew feels it. If he doesn't feel it, something wrong with him. They say, they talk about the Rebbe, I don't know if it's Baal Tanya, one of the Rebbes of Chabad, I thought the old Rebbe, I think, that he was in the last floor, and his son was learning in the first floor, and a baby was crying. And the son was sitting there and learning, and the baby was crying, and he's going on learning because he's so concentrated in the learning. Suddenly the door was open, and who is there? The Baal HaTanya from the third floor. And he said, Father, what are you doing here? He says, well, didn't you hear the baby crying? And see, they said, if we have this, what was the power of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was, he took the chesed to a level that it was a part of his being. In other words, when there was chesed to be done, he saw, he felt it. And this is what we should get close to it. If there is chesed to be done, we have to feel it. We have to try and do as much as we can. And this is one of the big lessons from our parsha. To see from one side the achnasat ochim of Avraham Avinu, that even in the middle of meeting of God, he feels it and he goes and dies. By the way, it's thus somebody asked, how can you leave God in the middle? This is not leaving God. On the contrary, that is going with God. Why? Somebody told me a very interesting, a very nice thing. He says, imagine to yourself, a son didn't see his mother for a whole year. And now they meet him. And they hugging and kissing, and suddenly the son stops, 1 minute, mother, I have to do something. And he takes a bunch of flowers and gives his mother. Now, what would you say on this? Any problem? On the contrary, his mother would love The same thing is with God. You are in the middle of meeting of God, but now you're giving God a bunch of flowers. You're doing another mitzvah of chesed. And the Shechina goes with you when you do chesed. Bezrat Hashem, we should all, I don't know if we can get to this level, but try. Try to get to a level of chesed as much as we can. Not be like Lot, that is doing chesed because this guy is an angel. But doing chesed because this guy is a God. And as he is a human being created by God, I have to try and do chesed with him. And learn those evil people from Sodom, how they behaved with people. How terrible it is sometimes when what you take in consideration is what I want. And I don't care about what other wants. Be'ezrat Hashem, I hope that we can learn this small lesson, which is a big lesson for the parsha.